There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Kessler is here. Israel spied on closed-door talks over the nuclear program in Iran involving the U.S. Can you believe it? My God, the Israeli government's use of the information it gleaned, sharing it with lawmakers and others to undercut support for the deal, has angered the White House. You know what? I'm not a big fan of this deal, particularly, because I think it's too loosey-goosey. But you know what? Maybe I'm just being naive. Wouldn't be the first day on the planet that I've been naive. And I'm wondering, Richie, I was saying this earlier. I got a call from the fellow that we've dealt with before in Israel. He wants me to come back to Israel.
Yeah.
I think it was you I talked about yesterday. Right?
You mentioned your
anyway,
video.
Did I say in the morning? I don't remember. Not important to the story. And I believe that one of the reasons that they want a few of us to come back over there and do programs is because of all of the hoopla.
A little damage control.
Yeah, that's about, between what Netanyahu said about, you better go vote because the Arabs are all voting. So, that didn't
they feel that their relationship is strained and they want to make sure that their relationship with the American people is not.
Right, they don't care about the president.
They're just waiting their time out there. Yeah. We got two more years with this joker and then we get the next guy.
Right.
Or woman. And they want to make sure that that you and I are still good with them. Hey, we're good, right?
Yeah.
You're my peeps, right?
That's exactly it. And I'll go over. I think they want to do it in May. I'll go over for a few days. The TSA in the news, Transportation Security Administration, are not armed. And they ought not to be.
I agree.
However,
they have legs, though, right?
Say again?
They have legs, though.
Yes.
Good.
Arms and legs.
Go ahead.
Continue.
Okay, so how many people have heard about the machete attack at the New Orleans airport on Friday? You knew that story, right?
I didn't know that story?
Hear the story, Rich? Oh, it's huge.
Yeah, Roberta was angry at the airport, and so she went in with a machete, and she
that would surprise no one.
Roberta Fasanelli, who's been a part of our team here, moved to New Orleans. Anyway, the TSA union wants some action. Hmm? They want things to change. They want a new armed unit. That's exactly what we need, are more people at the airport with guns. Right. So there aren't enough police wandering around. Every time I go into the L.A. airport, never mind the TSA, there's police all over.
Yeah, and that's what you want.
So unit.
TSA wants is those guys have guns. Why can't we have guns?
Yeah, right.
TSA shouldn't have guns.
And no.
There's the level of training is entirely not.
First of all, it's
there.
A joke to begin with.
It's mall
not
cop.
Necessary. Right.
Mall
Who
cop
needs?
With airplanes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, sorry.
But if you
no
work sale. For the TSA, we still love you. Because a lot of people do. Not everybody needs to be armed. If you have, look, I'm all for it. You want to have armed security standing at the checkpoint, great. But the TSA doesn't probably need to be armed.
No.
I was there during one of those drills, and it's a chaos.
Nope. Robert Durst. Nope. No bail. No big surprise. The judge denied bail yesterday. You remember?
Really,
you know who Robert Durst? Well, okay. Let me.
Do we really need a trial for this guy?
American. I don't think so, but he's got another murder that's tied into. Utah,
where he can get shot by the firing squad there. This guy was looks like a flight risk anyway.
And he just killed, 1971 murders being tied to him, so he's got another one under his belt.
He's nuts, cuckoo, man.
And you heard about the judge, right? The judge that tried to convict him last time he was in trouble and couldn't. She went out to get her paper one morning, and there were a bunch of cat heads on her doorstep.
Without bodies.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah, he's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, man.
Okay, so does that mean he has to be shot? Well, what do we do with him? What do we do with
him? I send him to Utah. Firing squad.
Well, but, okay, under the circumstances, how do we, these people, by definition, if you kill somebody, you are out of your mind. You're insane.
Well,
so it's the best way to handle.
Sometimes you're just angry.
Unless you're a mobster or.
Terminally insane, and some people have a crime of passion where for a fleeting moment they are out of their minds.
So how does executing people like that offer a deterrent to those? You think that people do that in a moment of anger?
Does he deserve to breathe anybody else there?
Yeah.
Here in Virginia, there was a terrible case a couple of years ago where a state legislator named Creed Deeds had a son who was mentally just having problems. And he tried to get him into a facility, and they didn't have enough beds to accept him. Within the next 24 hours, the son stabbed him, and he had to shoot and kill his own son. And since then, they have really done a nice job of just going over all of the mental disability laws here and helping to get people who need help into facilities. Mm-hmm. And Terry McAuliffe, just the governor who I'm not a big fan of, but he did a great job in just overhauling the mental facilities here and getting help. This is what we need in this country, is help for the mentally disabled, help for people who are having problems. You need to get them help, because every time we look at one of these cases, the shooting in the theaters, the shooting in the malls, whatever it is, there was red flags everywhere.
Yeah.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in-store and online and 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Don't miss out on big savings from memorable Easter feasts. Pick up a flavorful boneless carving ham for just $3.28 per pound or less. Plus, add a side of delicious green beans with oranges and herb butter for just $3.98 per pound. Top off with 35-count cluster baked dinner rolls for just $4.98. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer, Kenny, Richie, and I have a fellow that I haven't talked to for years and years. I remember how much time we used to spend talking about the tax help that you prepared, all these books that you've written. Dan Pilla, his website, by the way, is taxhelponline.com. He's one of the country's premier experts on IRS procedures and the abuses, and that's where we got off, because I was big. You know, how long has it been since you and I talked? It's been 10 years? Maybe more than that, even.
Yeah, it's probably been about 10 years, Doug. How are you doing?
Yeah. I'm well, thank you. How about you?
I am very well, yes.
I'm glad to see you're still on the hunt here. The book is called How to Win Your Tax Audit. How many people have a lot to worry about? What we've been hearing is the IRS doesn't have enough people to chase you around. So that's true or false?
Well, it's true that they don't have enough people, Doug. That's true. But the question is, what are they doing with the people they have? What they're doing with the people they have is they're using them for enforcement purposes, not taxpayer assistance. So you can't get the help you need if you call on the phone. You can't get the help you need if you walk into an office. But if you owe money, they're going to be in your face. And certainly they're escalating the computerized audits, not so much the face-to-face audits, but the computerized audits. They're escalating those quite substantially because, you know, hey, they need the money.
All right, so what do we do? What's the average gets chased around by these people? How do you keep from being abused?
Well, the first thing you got to understand, Doug, is you got rights as a taxpayer. You know, I've been talking about this for years. You and I have talked about this over and over again. The taxpayer advocate has finally acknowledged, Doug, back in 2013, not that long ago, that the IRS simply does not tell the truth when it comes to taxpayers' rights. As a matter of fact, the taxpayer advocate did a survey and found that fewer than half the people she talked to even knew they had any rights, and even fewer than half of those people knew what any of their rights were. So the first thing you got to do is understand what your rights are. That's what I do in the book, is talk to you specifically about what your taxpayers' rights are, how to use them to make sure that you don't get run over in the process.
Yeah. All right. So under the circumstances, tax audits, they go after phantom income, and I'm looking at some of the things that have been. They've been playing these games, though, for a long time, and I just wonder if because of technology they're more sophisticated. I think that's kind of the point you're making here, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's exactly the point. The phantom income attacks, just for your listeners who don't know, this is where the IRS audits you and makes the claim that you earned more income than you reported on your tax return, and they do an evaluation of your lifestyle to figure that out. This has been going on for a while, Doug, but it is getting more and more sophisticated based on the use of technology and the availability of data, which I talk about in the book at length. So once we understand that, and then you know exactly how to keep records, which I talk about in the book, then you can insulate yourself from that.
All right, so here's my suggestion. The book is out called How to Win Your Tax Audit. You can probably get it on your website, get it at Amazon and all the usual places, Dan, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, my website or Amazon. My website is taxhelponline.com.
Right. Again, how to win your tax audit. Nobody wants to see you win more than me and Dan, so don't put up with any of their foolishness. How to Win Your Tax Audit. It's the 21 after the hour. Dan, good to talk to you. Take good care.
Did you go to college last year? Did you sign up for an HTML class and find yourself in a room full of cute girls who thought you were funny and you thought they were funny? And now you have a bunch of cute, funny, tragically platonic relationships with females and no knowledge. knowledge of HTML? No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you go to college last year, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now more of America Weekend. America Weekend.
There it is.
Does my baby love me?
You didn't recognize the guitar work. You recognize the voice from a kid who on this date, 1958, Elvi reported to the local draft board in Memphis. He became his U.S. Number, his tag number was 533-10761, Richie.
Why didn't you tell me that? I could have.
I did tell you that. I said, well, give me an Elvis song.
Well, but you didn't
Elvis
tell me.
Was now government property. Look, you slept in today. What do you want from me?
Well,
you're not prepared.
I would
prepared.
Give this song had I known that that was the story.
Uncle Sam.
Give us a room with the view of the beautiful
okay. So here was the conundrum, but nobody thought about it then. Let's just think about it for fun for a moment. Uncle Sam tells Elvis he's got to show up and serve his time. So he goes in for 2 years. Guess how much Uncle Sam lost in tax revenue because there was a private Presley in the Army. Take a guess, Richie.
Back in 58?
1958, 59, 60.
I would say $20 million. No,
no.
Not that much. $5 million.
No. It's still a bad. It's a big number for that time, though. Ken, you have the answer. So, Jen, you want to take a shot at this?
Oh, gosh. I don't even know. Is Rich close? Can you give me that?
No. The government lost about $500,000 in taxes each year Presley was in the Army.
$1 million. Yeah.
$1 million.
Okay.
Right. So, would you or would we have been better off if Elvis never went into the Army and he continued to work and we got the tax money? Because anybody could have gone into the Army.
Yeah, I would say it was probably a good PR for the Army to have him there.
Yeah.
And it probably sent a lot of guys, I want to be just like Elvis, man. Let me get up. I'm going to sign up.
All right, so there. We've thought that one through. Thank you very much. 25 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Today's video of the day was discovered by Mr. McFadden.
This is so
it's Sing Starter video, which is a series of parody Kickstarter videos where budding entrepreneurs make fundraising appeals for wildly misguided projects. This particular video, trying to raise money for an app called I'm Not Racist, which awards you points for not doing racist things. You got to see this, but here's a little bit of the audio to wet
your
whistle.
I apologize ahead of time.
Okay. Hey, no problem. Hi, ThingStarter. If you're like me, you're always opening doors for African Americans. It's the right thing to do, and it proves you're not a racist. But don't you wish you could get credit for all of this non-racism? That's why I created I'm Not Racist. I'm Not Racist is a groundbreaking social media app that lets you show the world exactly how not racist you are. Earn I'm Not Racist points for everyday not racist things, such as befriending the Latino guy from lunch, or voting for an African-American politician, or dating an Asian person. Your I'm Not Racist score is definitive proof of how racist you're not, and it determines your ranking on the I'm Not Racist scoreboard. Compete against your friends and family to see who's the least racist. Sorry, Uncle Bobby.
All right.
I'm Not Racist is great.
Our poll today at DougStephan.com. What do you think of the I'm Not Racist video? A, it's hilarious. B, it's racist. C, it's in poor taste. D, I feel guilty for laughing at it. Maybe in poor taste. But
I can laugh at it because I'm not racist. Because I'm married.
Yeah, I don't feel guilty.
I even adopted a Latino.
Yeah, there you go.
A Latino.
Right. We got a new website, richiesnotracist.com.
Right.
We'll put that one up there. All right, so the poll yesterday.
All of you.
Doug Stephan, I'm sure you would.
You
What's
would.
Your favorite thing about spring? Well, we didn't get any results from that, Kenny. What happened? Is that we still working that over, or I just didn't
Too
get
close to call.
All right. It starts saying later. Huh? That's all right. No, it's a big sweat. Okay. So that's the latest chapter in Grab Butt Radio, boys and girls. That's the Doug Stephan.
Very well done, sir. You're a professional.
Yeah, I certainly am. 28 after the hour on Good Day. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Today, few Americans remember the daring raid of the Doolittle Raiders after Japan's bombing of Pearl Harbor.
In today's vernacular, you'd call it a mission impossible. An Army bomber fully loaded take off from an aircraft carrier, a 350-foot deck? No, it couldn't be done. The Japanese didn't think so either.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more about the Doolittle Raiders and our nation's unsung heroes, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Support us, supporting you, bringing you a better day. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, people in the news, Amanda Knox, K-N-O-X, has her appeal. Italy's highest court expected to rule on her challenge of the guilty verdict and the 28-and-a-half-year sentence. Why? She's over here. She didn't... She got found guilty in absentia.
Well, she can't go back over there. She'd be an idiot to go back.
So why would you go back? Why would you waste all that time and money? Just don't go back to Italy.
Yeah, but I think you still have this. It probably would prevent her from traveling certain places. And
really?
I mean, you'd want to get it cleared up. If someone said you committed murder and you didn't think you did, wouldn't you want to, you'd want to get rid of that?
Yeah. It's going to be fun. A great conversation piece. Hey, Amanda Knox is here at the party tonight, folks.
I'm wanted for murder. Hey.
Listen.
Not
stranger
quite.
Things have happened. All right, let's see here. Scott Kelly, another person in the news today. You know who he is?
Scott Kelly. No.
Kenny knows. I'd be cheating to ask him. Scott Kelly is the astronaut that's packing up for a year in space. His brother is married to Gabby, right? Isn't that this is the twin, if my memory serves me correctly. Am I right, Kenny? There were two brothers that were in the... Is that right? Or am I on the wrong page?
I'm not sure, but I'll see if I can find it.
Yeah, no, I think he's the brother. The fellow that was Gabby's wife was an astronaut.
Mark Kelly.
Yeah, no, this guy's his brother. Right. Yeah.
B.
Right. So he is he's using a superhero utility belt to hold tools for his stay aboard the International Space Station when he goes up. But he's two of them look a lot alike. And interesting, I think it's the first time in history that there have been brothers, twins, that were
They are twins.
Service. Right, yeah. They don't quite look the same, but I thought that was pretty interesting. And probably not a lot of people knew that. So here you are getting another piece of information.
A tidbit.
That you would not hear anywhere else on the planet.
What would we do without you, Doug Steffen?
I don't know. I'll tell you something. When I see this lady who's 104 years old, rang in her birthday with her lifelong medical advisor, Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, she drinks three of them a day, right?
Elizabeth Sullivan is her name, another person in the news, member of that over 100 club, lifelong habit. This is sort of against convention in any number of ways. Dr. Pepper, she drinks three of them a day, every day. Last week she had her 104th birthday. Lots of Dr. Pepper. She said they were very nice. They brought her a bunch more Dr. Pepper. What? Are you kidding? They should give her free Dr. Pepper for the rest of her life. What an ad.
Mm-hmm.
She started drinking Dr. Pepper 60 years ago.
Just what the doctor ordered. Remember, that was her tagline.
Apparently, yeah. Yep. So the fellow that runs Dr. Pepper, Larry Young, heard about her and sent her a gift. We saw this as a unique opportunity to ring in her big 104. Yeah, of course you did. You saw this as a big opportunity to plug the hell out of Dr. Pepper. Yeah,
that's right.
But whatever.
Right. Yeah, right. All right, so this lady lives in Fort Worth, Texas. Had a cake resembling the can of diet. This is, man, did they milk this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Doctor said, are you careful about what you eat? And she said, certainly not. I drink three Dr. Peppers a day. And the doctor said, oh, my goodness, that's too much sugar. You'll die if you keep drinking that.
She said, oh, yeah, doc.
Oh, my God. Isn't that
my favorite part of that is then 10 years later, he died and she had to get a new doctor.
Yeah. Jennifer has the television report in a few moments. Interesting things going on with Dancing with the Stars. Doctors, speaking of doctors, Kenny, being trained for emotional conversations with the terminally ill, there's a new push for doctors at the end of your life to tell you the story. How many people think that their doctor sugarcoats whatever your doctor tells you? Honestly, do you think the doctor is honest with you? When you go in and they tell you, I remember this. I remember actually a couple of instances where this happened in my life. The doctor would say, listen, you're going to live to be 100. You're a healthy guy. Yep, yep. And I am. Fortunately, I got, knock on wood, good certain genetic things on my father's side. But I've taken care of myself for the most part. The situation with whether your doctor tells you the truth or not, I think is, I don't know, but characterized as a problem, but I think that all too often the doctor would patter, yeah, you're doing fine. How often you heard that from people whose doctor said, you're doing great, guy drops dead tomorrow of a heart attack. It's just,
you know, I don't know if that's the story for me so much. I think that there needs to be some work on doctor's bedside manner. I mean, I had a doctor who is, by the way, a friend of my family, has been my family doctor. I mean, it was my dad and my grandparents' family doctor.
Yeah.
Tell me when my grandmother had a stroke, she'll be dead in 3 days, just like that. And I remember saying, and I let him have it, and she lived for five years,
yeah,
something like
right.
that.
Yep.
So I think there needs to be that fine line between being over, you need to get the information out, the information that's important, but it needs to be delivered with compassion. I think there's a fine bridging of the truth and compassion when you're a doctor. That's tough. I don't think a lot of people can do it, but that should be a skill that you have if you go into that profession.
You know who's best at that of all the people that I know who are associated with this program is Ken. Yep.
Yeah.
Although I wouldn't tell you that, well, Bruce doesn't deal with people in their final moments. Jack doesn't. Ron Hoffman might. His bedside manner is good as well. And I don't know, frankly, Dr. Chambers that well. That might be a question that we ask him because he's going to join us in a few minutes. Here's something that's from the Oops department. Oops.
Yep.
Oops. And the reason I'm thinking about this is because yesterday I got a call from the people in Israel who have had me back and forth four times, and they want me to come over in May again to, I'm sure, sort of sanitize the Netanyahu. That's always the case. Whenever there's, and I understand this game. This fellow who invited me over is a guy that I have gotten to know, and he's probably listening right now. He listens to the program. So the business about Netanyahu and the sort of hubbub that's been created around the world because of some of the things that he said. For example, apparently he's sorry for warning in the last hours of the election last week that the country's Arab citizens were voting in droves. Well, that may or may not have been the case, and not likely that a lot of them would have voted for him. But just the idea, this is that sort of fog or the cloud that comes over generalizations. Just because you live in Israel doesn't mean that you're Jewish. Well, I have to be Jewish.
Right. And
there
he
are tons of
to
Christians
vote.
That live
and
in
so
Israel.
That's how
and
he
tons of Arabs.
People to go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. But this was the scare tactic. This would be like somebody down in rural Mississippi saying, you better get out and vote because all the blacks are getting out to vote. Saying to somebody in some white, oh man, if I keep going with this, I was about to say, I was about to stick my foot in it. But anyway, you get the drift of, you get the drift of what I'm saying, right? Get out the vote because the other guys will win. And you know what? Those other guys, the undesirables, to win.
Here's the thing. How sad that we have to say and threaten people. Everybody should be going to vote. It's
of course
stupid.
They should. That was one of the only things that I thought Obama said that made sense recently. Is that we ought to have, although I don't like the plan, everybody ought to be
no, I hate
to
that.
Vote.
You should go and register like
go
everybody
because
else.
You're smart.
But everybody should, and
believe
everybody should do that.
Right.
Yeah.
We have a problem. Wait a minute. What are we doing here? I'm late.
We're talking
I forgot
about to, TV, maybe.
I know, yeah, but I also, we may have a, well, let's see if we, Kara, if she does, why don't you see if we can move her to the next half hour. When are we doing Pillar? Is that the next half hour, Kenny?
Yeah.
So maybe we do him, well, maybe we won't do, let's see how the pieces
What's fit. Happening?
Behind the scenes in
so
radio. You know how I got distracted? I have my web open to the DougStephan.com website, and I just saw the picture of Miles that made it, that's posted on the website. He's the cutest. Look at that smile on his face in his crib.
I think he looks a lot like you.
Really?
I do.
A lot of people think he looks like his father. Really? You think he looks like me?
A little bit.
Yeah, Megan looks just like me. If you look at me and look at Megan, you think you're looking at the same person.
Yes.
But, well, from the neck up, anyway. she looks a lot like my mother, which is kind of neat, and he loves to go outside. 15 before the hour. Let's see what we're going to do here. We have to draw. Let me talk about it with everybody off the air. Stand by.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps, and with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Well, let's assume today somebody you know very well is going to come over to you and say, hey, you know what? I know you are a very successful person. As a matter of fact, I want to learn from you. What five things can you tell me that would allow me to be focused on success that I can easily implement? As a matter of fact, this person is so enamored with your advice, they tell other people about you. And all of a sudden, you do a terrific job in making people successful. Now, what we call that is self-talk. Now, why is that? Because all of a sudden, you are the student. The student will learn from the teacher. When you begin to identify those five items that you need to focus on to be successful, you will be. All of a sudden, you become the teacher and you become the student. So what do you have to do? Write down those five things that you need to focus on to be successful, and you'll be. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Trying to figure out how we best use Beth Kallmeyer, who is here. She's Vice President of Constituent Services for the Alzheimer's Association. I think this is an important conversation. There's a new report that's been issued by the Alzheimer's Association, facts and figures and that sort of thing. So, Beth, welcome to Good Day. Tell us about the facts and figures. What's new here in this report?
Thanks, Doug. It's great to be here. So the new 2015 Alzheimer's Association Facts and Figures report looked at how doctors give diagnosis to their patients. And so what we found was that Alzheimer's disease is treated differently than other diseases in terms of how the doctors talk about them to the patients. So only 45% of people with Alzheimer's disease were told by their doctors that they had the disease. And that's compared to 90% for other diseases, cancers and things like that. And so, you know, the Alzheimer's Association stresses the importance of knowing a diagnosis. Imagine that your doctor doesn't tell you you have cancer. That wouldn't happen. Mm-hmm. But this is happening for people with Alzheimer's.
Well, we were just talking about that a few minutes ago, about how doctors oftentimes glad-hand their patients and don't tell them the truth. So telling people about the Alzheimer's and a dementia problem, and I had an exam because I wanted to know what was going on with me, to find out where I had a brain scan done by a company called Seriscan, and you know there are questions that come up sometimes. That's the especially this is this sort of new science, the diagnostic side of it. But once you get into it, how do you feel diagnosis is better now and more positive, or is it getting at the truth of things earlier so people can maybe do something before they get full-blown Alzheimer's?
People are getting diagnosed earlier. You know, a skilled clinician can make this clinical diagnosis. It's a rule-out diagnosis, which means they look at a lot of other things, and then they figure out whether it's Alzheimer's disease. And when people get this diagnosis early, then they can make important plans for their life. They can look at their legal planning, their financial planning. Perhaps they can participate in a clinical trial.
Well, that's it. There's a lot of... There's a natural approach to it, what you eat, the fish and blood pressure and all that sort of stuff. And there are drugs that are being developed. So it's not like it used to be a death sentence. It's not so much anymore.
Well, it does remain a fatal brain disease, but it goes on for a long period of time.
You can modify sometimes what goes goes on. At least that's what I'm told. There are 5 million people in our country who have Alzheimer's.
That's right, 5 million people, and the sixth leading cause of death. And we do know that when people take steps to take care of themselves, to build a care plan, to look at how they want to live their life with it, and when they're diagnosed early, they can take part in that and make those decisions, and that's really important. The other thing that I think the Alzheimer's Association thinks is really important is that doctors are given education, as well as med students, so that they can give the diagnosis, so they tools and resources, so they know how to give them the diagnosis in a way that's sensitive and that allows them to make those decisions.
Well, that's, I think, the most important part, but you got to have the information. It has to be given. Check out the Alzheimer's Organization, ALZ.org, to find out more about this study. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now 53 at the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. My pal Warren Eckstein is here. He'll be your pal too, your pet's pal, your pet's best friend. He's the host of the Pet Show, heard every weekend around the country. One of the country's foremost experts in training, the psychology of dogs and cats, that sort of thing. And what you need to know, he's probably one of the best psychologists actually in the country, no matter whether it's pets or people. So Warren, focusing on two or three important things going on, including whether scrunchies saves wildlife. This thing at DougSteffen.com has sort of a life of its own. So we'll explain it and you'll understand what this all means, plus a couple of other ramifications of stories involving animals from this past week. Warren Eckstein here with Doug on Good Day.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy way to increase your smarts and predict the future? Well, this trick may not turn you into a Nostradamus, but it could happen. Here's the science of it. You've heard the saying, you are what you eat. Well, you are what you read, too. For instance, it's a widely known fact that reading romance novels improves your love life. But what's also known about those who read science fiction is that it makes you smarter. All booksellers agree that science fiction readers tend to be better educated. And if you catch yourself thinking and reading about the future, you might just find yourself better able to predict it. What's the chief psychological trick? Reading science fiction is akin to studying rocket science. Your smarts will achieve, get this now, your smarts will achieve greater liftoff. Got a question? Contact me at drbub.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right. Warren Eckstein is here from The Pet Show. Always have lots of questions, and you can go to his website to get answers to your own questions. Petshow.com, hugsandkisses.com. There's something left over from the 80s called a scrunchie.
Which you haven't seen in Santa Monica recently. They're still around.
Are they really? I haven't seen one. All right, so this is a story about how they're being used to prevent the slaughter of wildlife by domesticated cats. Basically, researcher found putting a collar on cats reduces the amount of native wildlife killed. Does that mean mice? So we want to have the cats chase mice around?
Yeah, I don't understand the concept. I'm reading the article. I don't understand the concept of how this scrunchie is going to work. There's a much better way to save wildlife. Much, much better way.
What's
keep
that?
Your cats inside. I mean, it's really, one of the books I wrote, I'm not bragging about my book, but maybe...
No, go ahead, brag about your books.
Book
I like that.
How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. And I remember going on a Letterman show and talking about the concept that cats really can go outside if you take the time to teach them to walk on a leash and a harness. And now more and more people are doing that, and I think it's a great idea. But to have people that let their cats out loose, sure, the birds are going to get killed, the mice are going to get killed, and here's a stat here. The average lifespan of an outdoor cat is 4 to 5 years. The average lifespan of an indoor cat is 15 to 17 years. You make the choice.
Yeah, my cats always live in the barn, and they live long, happy, healthy lives.
But barn cats are a whole different ballgame. You don't have cars going up and down the street. You don't have dogs running around. A barn cat's a whole different ballgame than the person who lives in a...
But doesn't the indoor cat always long to be the outdoor cat? The indoor cat is always looking outside saying, I want to be out there. I hate
In that book, one of the things I talk about, and I get this all the time on the show, Rich, is you can make the indoors outdoor interesting. For example, in my house, when there are cats, every day I bring a new cardboard boxes. I put one on top of the other. I make a little kitty condo, a duplex. Boxes are free. You can change them every day. So cats are nomadic by nature. But if you keep the environment changing, if you grow organic catnip and other safe plants for them, they're fine indoors. The bottom line is if you have a kid that wants to go play in traffic, even though it's really great he wants to do it, you don't let him do it. The dangers are way too far for cats to be outside unsupervised.
I can't believe I spent the last 3 minutes of my life talking about cats.
All right. Warren is blogging about a bill in the state of Nevada that would give medical marijuana to pets. I'm trying to envision how that would you put them in a little small enclosed area and fill it up with smoke from marijuana?
Yeah, you put a picture of Jimi Hendrix over their little box. So the bottom line, actually, I'm getting some samples of the marijuana for pets in the next week or so. They're sending them to me. Here's the bottom line. The THC is removed. It's a pill. The THC is removed, so there's no buzz, there's no high. That's the same type of marijuana they're using for certain children problems right now. So the vets that I talk to that have been using it and people that have dogs that have been using it say they see good results. So I'm still kind of out about it. I want to see a little bit more. And when I get the product, I want to take a good look at it. In fact, I'm going to bring them over to Carlson to look at it.
All right. Carlson is our vet. Good job, Warren. Thank you. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here every week at this time on Good Day, 59 after the hour. America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. America
Weekend. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.